CPU-friendly jungle projects from scratch for jungle rollers, intermediate. Let's build a roller in Ableton Live that hits hard at 172 BPM without turning your laptop into a space heater. Before we touch a single drum, we're going to make one decision that separates fun session from why is my CPU screaming. We're going to commit early and we're going to share effects. That's the whole philosophy. In jungle, you can end up with a million edits, layers, and effects. The trick is getting the sound of complexity while the session stays simple. Lesson overview and what we're building. By the end, you'll have a clean, repeatable Ableton project. A drums group with a main break workflow, a small kick and snare support layer, hats and perks, maybe the ghost or fill track, plus a parallel drum return inside the group for smack. Then a bass group with a clean mono sub that stays live, and a mid-bass that we design quickly, print to audio, and then we turn the synth off. Then a music group with Atmos and maybe a stab or vocal chop, and we print those early too. And globally, just two return tracks. One reverb, one delay. That's it. Two returns. You can absolutely make a serious roller like that. And arrangement-wise, we'll sketch something like 64 to 96 bars. Intro, drop, switch. Second drop, outro. DJ-friendly, minimal clutter. Step 0. Project setup. CPU first. Set tempo to 172 BPM. That classic roller pocket. You can go 170 to 175, but 172 is a sweet spot for a lot of break edits. Now open preferences, audio. While producing, keep the sample rate at 44.1 or 48 kHz and buffer at 256 to 512 samples. If you're recording MIDI live and you need it to feel tighter, drop buffer to 128 temporarily, but don't live there. That's how crackles start. Now the big one. Warp mode defaults. For drums, start in beats mode. Complex Pro is cool, but it adds up fast, especially if you slap it on every loop. For breaks, beats mode is your default. Then, only upgrade to Complex Pro on a special loop if you truly need it. Here's your rule for the whole session. If it's not a featured element, it doesn't get expensive processing. Step 1. Build a lean routing template. Create three groups. Drums, bass, music. Inside drums, make tracks for break main, kick and snare layer, hats and perks, and optionally ghost or fills. Inside bass, make sub as a MIDI track and mid as an audio track that will eventually hold your print. Inside music, make Atmos or pad as audio and stab or vox as audio. Now create two return tracks for the whole set. Return A is reverb. Return B is delay, using echo. If you're tempted to add more returns, pause. Make these two good and reusable, and you'll be surprised how far you can go. Why this saves CPU. Shared effects returns are way cheaper than a reverb plugin sitting on every track, even if each one is small. 10 small reverbs becomes one big problem. Quick coach note before we move on, do a CPU budget pass early. Open view, performance meter. Play what will become your busiest 8 bars, even if it's rough. If you see spikes, don't guess. Toggle device activators off and on to hunt the culprit. This 5 minutes saves you hours later. Step 2. Break workflow. Warp tight. Slice clean. Avoid bloat. Drop in a classic break. Amen. Think. Hot pants. Whatever fits the vibe. In clip view, turn warp on. Set mode to beats. Set preserve to transient. Transient loop mode off, because for a lot of breaks, that's cleaner and less clicky. Now set the seg BPM so the loop fits 172 tightly. Don't rush this. If the loop is drifting, fix it now instead of trying to mix it away later. Once it loops correctly, consolidate to an exact 1 or 2 bars. That's Command or Control J. Consolidating is underrated. It keeps your edits tidy, and it reduces the mystery of random warp markers doing weird stuff. Now tighten the groove without killing swing. Go to Groove Pool and try something like MPC 16 swing around 55 to 60%, or a groove extracted from a shuffled break. Apply it lightly. Timing maybe 30 to 60, velocity 10 to 25, random 5 to 10. You want life, not a drunk drummer. Now slicing. Option A, slice to new MIDI track. Use built-in slicing or warp marker slicing. You'll get a drum rack with slices. Keep processing minimal while you're editing. Make your roller pattern fast. Get it rolling for 2 bars, 10 minutes max. Then the key move. Once the 2-bar break pattern is working, freeze and flatten. That becomes your break print. You just took a potentially heavy, warp marker filled, slice rack situation and turned it into one clean audio track. And here's a teacher warning. Warp markers are hidden CPU plus hidden groove debt. The more warp markers you stack, the more why does this drift moments you get later. When it's good, render it and move on. Extra coach trick. If you start layering another break or snare top and it feels weaker, don't instantly reach for compression. Check alignment first. Use track delay at the bottom of the mixer. Move in tiny steps, plus or minus 1 to 10 milliseconds, until the transient locks. Often that fixes the punch without adding any processing at all. Step 3. Add punch layers, kick and snare support with minimal devices. Create your kick and snare layer track. You can do this as MIDI with a drum rack, or as auto, either is fine. Keep it simple. One tight kick, one snare crack, maybe a rim or clap if needed. Processing chain. Lean and effective. First, EQ 8. If the kick needs a little weight, tiny low shelf around 60 to 90 Hz. For snare body, a small boost around 180 to 220. For crack, a little 3 to 6 kHz. If it's boxy, cut 250 to 400. Small moves. Jungle mixes get messy fast if you do huge boosts. Then drum bus, stock Ableton. Drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch 0 to 10. Careful. Boom 0 to 20 only if your kick truly needs it, with frequency around 50 to 60. Transients plus 5 to plus 20 for snap. Optional limiter just catching peaks, 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction max. This is not where you smash, this is where you keep it controlled. CPU tip: one drum bus on a bus or group is often better than saturators on every pad. Centralize the character. Step 4. Hats and perks. Simple patterns and one shared air reverb. Create hats and perks. Program closed hats on the offbeat 8th notes, then sprinkle quiet 16th shuffles. Velocity variation matters more than extra layers. Don't overfill. Rollers breathe. EQ 8. High pass at 200 to 400 Hz. Keep hats thin. If harsh, tiny dip around 6 to 8 kHz. Now send lightly to return a reverb. Set up a short, useful space. Decay around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds. High cut 7 to 10 kHz. Low cut 250 to 500 Hz. Keep the send subtle, like minus 20 to minus 12 dB. The reverb is glue and air, not a wash. Step 5. Bass. Sub stays clean. Mid gets resampled. First the sub. Make a MIDI track with operator. This is one of the best CPU-friendly subs on earth. Operator settings. Oscillator assign wave. Voices set to 1. Turn glide on. Set time around 60 to 120 milliseconds so notes slide a bit. That little glide is roller language. Add saturator very lightly. Drive 1 to 3 dB. Soft clip on. Then EQ 8 low pass around 120 to 180 Hz. Then utility. Mono on. If you want a safety move, make sure everything below around 120 stays mono. Pattern idea. Write a 2-bar phrase with repeats and small gaps. Bass is what makes it roll. Try a few 1/16 anticipations before snares to pull the groove forward. Now mid-bass. Here is the workflow. Design it quickly, then print it. You can start with Waveitable or operator. Build a chain while designing. Auto-filter with LP24 and a little drive. Envelope amount small for movement. Saturator drive 4 to 10 dB. Soft clip-on. Optional amp for bite. EQ 8 to remove sub below 120 Hz. Once it sounds right, record it to audio. Create an audio track called mid print. Set input to resampling, or route from the mid synth track. Record 8 to 16 bars. Then disable the synth track. Not mute. Disable. You want the CPU back. This is a huge mindset shift. We're not trying to keep everything infinitely tweakable. We're trying to finish music. If you need to revise later, you can re-enable the synth and reprint. But while arranging, audio wins. Extra sound design note. For grit without expensive chains, on the printed mid audio, try just saturator into EQ 8. Soft clip on, drive 3 to 8 dB. Then notch any harsh resonance and low pass around 6 to 10 kHz. Two devices, big results. Step 6. Drum bus parallel, smack without CPU death. Inside the drums group, make a return track called DRM PAR. This is your parallel punch lane. Send the break and the kick and snare to it. On DRM PAR, put glue compressor. Attack 3 milliseconds, release auto ratio 4 to 1. Set threshold so you're getting about 4 to 8 dB of gain reduction. Parallel can be heavy, that's fine, because you'll blend it quietly. Then saturator, drive 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. Then EQ 8. High pass around 30 Hz, and if it clouds, a dip around 250 to 400. Blend the return under the dry drums until the groove stands up. If you can clearly hear the parallel as a separate thing, it's probably too loud. You want bigger, not different. Advanced workflow move. Group free strategy. If you've got multiple drum edit tracks and it's getting heavy, resample the entire drums group to a single audio track called Drum Print. Then deactivate the whole drums group. You keep the group for later revisions, but your session runs like a minimal project. Even more advanced, 2-print drum system. Make Drum Print A and Drum Print B. I is the steady roller. B is the variation with a few edits. Extra ghost notes, a small rearrange, maybe a reverse tail into a snare. Then alternate every 8 or 16 bars. Massive movement, basically no extra CPU. Step 7. Arrangement, roller structure with minimal extra tracks. We're going to arrange with mutes, clip swaps, and a few macro automations, not by adding 30 more tracks. Here's a solid 80-ish bar plan you can adapt. Intro, bars 1 to 17. Atmos plus filtered break. Put one auto filter on the drums group and automate cutoff down and up for tension. Tease a bass note every 4 bars. Keep it simple and DJ friendly. Drop 1. Bars 17 to 49. Full break. Punch layers, sub, and your mid print. Add small ear candy every 8 bars, like a crash, reverse, or vocal chop. Keep ear candy as audio one shots, not heavy effect racks. Twitch. Bars 49 to 65. Thin it out. Drop to hats and maybe a ghost break. Automate reverb send up briefly for a throw, then cut it hard. That contrast is classic tension. Drop 2. Bars 65 to 81 or beyond. Same core groove, but swap to drum print B for variation and make one bass rhythm change. Remove a note, add a slide, or do a half bar dropout before a snare. Outro. Remove the mid, keep sub and drums, then strip to drums only. Clean last 16 bars. That's what makes it mixable and it also makes your project simpler. CPU smart automation targets. Automate one auto filter on the drums group. Automate one utility on the bass group for quick gain dips or mutes. Automate the reverb and delay sends for throws. This gives you motion with almost no additional load. Sound clarity extras you can use if needed. If the break has rumble, put EQ 8 on the break or drum print. High pass 30 to 45 Hz. If it steps on the sub punch, dip 120 to 200 a bit. For break clarity without adding more compression, try EQ 8 in mid/side mode on the drum print. In the mid channel, keep the snare fundamentals clean, gentle cut 200 to 400 if it's boxy. In the side channel, high pass higher, like 250 to 500, to stop wide low mids from smearing the center. For a longer snare feel without reverb, do the roller snare length trick. Duplicate your snare to a new audio track called Snare Tail. Gate it or keep it super quiet with utility, add a low-pass auto filter with a tiny envelope, and blend it at minus 20 to minus 30 dB. It gives length without washing the whole drum bus. This audio version is shortened for playback.